I feel like the Lord gave me a message today regarding prayer and worship. You know, so here we are, pastors, and the Lord was really beginning to speak to us about increasing our prayer life. And I want to just prophesy today with confidence that I believe that for all of us, the Lord wants to increase our prayer life, make it more anointed, make it more effective, make it more enjoyable. You know, it's just like really increase it. But I want to share some of the principles I learned, because now I wouldn't give up for anything what I learned in those seasons of increasing my prayer life. He wants us to learn to pray more for us, but also for the lost. No matter what I've been or whatever, how long I've known you, there is more. This isn't just Christianity 101. This is also where the Lord is just taking us into new levels of knowing what it means to partner with Him in praying His purposes. Yes, He is sovereign. However, He chooses to partner with us. I've heard it said, and I agree. God will not do your part, and you cannot do His part. There is a partnership here that goes on. Why would you want to pray? Number one reason is for relationship and communion with God. So your heart, my heart, awaken in love so that we really, you know, come into this place of unity. Prayer isn't just me talking to God. It's also God talking to me, God talking to you. There's a two-way conversation, really, that He wants to have. I like what Mike Bickle says, the leader of IHOP in Kansas City, talks about that when we commune with the Lord, it is this ongoing dialogue. When we start it, He starts it. When we stop it, He stops it. And there's a lot of truth to that. Meaning, I've always found God willing to talk or willing to share. We begin to commune and have relationship with this God of the universe who created you for oneness and created you for relationship. We want to pray also because we need direction. We get direction, we get downloads, we get words of wisdom as we pray and as we ask. We also need power. I need power. You need power. We want to see the increase of God's government in our lives and on earth. And we see the increase in the hand of God moving as we pray. So, but, you know, God wants to us, this whole thing of prayer absolutely changes us and changes those around us. But will we use this tool? You know, will we access those realms of glory? Why wouldn't we, for heaven's sakes? I cannot start house of prayer or pray corporately or lead corporate prayer unless I am a house of prayer, unless this, me. Set aside time in your day to pray. Habits of prayer. Make a habit of it. Make your time with the Lord part of it, you know, obviously praying and journaling. Listen to the voice of God. I talked about prophecy on Friday night. Listening to the Lord. What does He have to say? Here's another great key to prayer is praying the Bible. You know, sometimes you'll read a truth in the Word and turn it into dialogue. Turn it into dialogue with the living Word through the written Word. Pray the Bible. Pray the Word. Lord, just make that a dialogue. Lord, I'm asking right now that You would help me to pray, that You would help my faith to rise. And just begin to dialogue with God about it. It's a powerful way of learning to pray is praying the Bible. Praying in faith. Do you know that there's a very real battle in the spirit realm that wants to keep you from praying? We can actually influence angels and demons by our prayers. You pray to God, but God dispatches angels, and God binds the demons. Another thing that keeps us from prayer is excuses. Too busy. I'm too tired. I don't have enough time. Do you want to know something? You actually, you know, you can't afford not to pray. Put it that way. Because more will happen in your job and in your marriage and in your family if you do pray. You take the time to enlist the help of the judge upon all judge, the king of all kings, and the power of all powers. And believe me, you will see the results in your life. You'll see more things happen corporately if you come together. And I want to add this. Heaven's model, Revelation 4, Revelation 5, is the harp and the bowl. It's worship and intercession. We are seeing an explosion all over the earth. And let me just say this. It has to do with the rebuilding of the tabernacle of David. As Amos 9:11 says, in the last days, I will rebuild the tabernacle of David. That's repeated in Acts 15. And David had a center of prayer and worship, and prayer and worship, putting God first, putting him center.